This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We heard from them last year, and now they are back in 2009. Troy and Ed, good morning to you both.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys.
Live in the den.
Yay.
It's taken many months, so I mean, we're far out.
Yeah, that's our bad. We're slackers.
Yeah, okay, well, blame us. I was thinking blame them. So, like, Hollywoodish. They're trying to be superstars.
Yeah, you're bad. What's going on? Yeah. Do you like our den?
Love it.
Love it. I love the purple shirt you're wearing as well. Very
lavender.
Matches your
lavender?
Eyes, Dan.
Lavender.
Very nicely.
Lavender shirts. Thank you, Troy.
Or mauve.
Mauve. No, lavender.
I was kind of hoping you wouldn't mention that at all. Thanks. Let's get into it then. Annoying habits for week one as we get back into it in 2009.
Yes.
How do you address an annoying habit that your partner has without upsetting them?
Well, you come on a radio show and answer the question in front of other people.
Yeah, good.
How's
beautiful.
That sound?
What are you saying, my love? What do you have to tell me?
It's like, well, Jerry Springer, is it? This
that's
is
right.
Great.
Oh, wow. Except you're on that side of the desk, so you're safe. I'll have to jump in between. And...
yeah.
So, well, let's hear some. Can we? Is that all right? What are some of Troy's annoying habits?
Well, I've actually been trying to think of some because he doesn't have very many.
Oh.
But
good
there's
start.
One that has annoyed me for years that I've never actually said anything about.
Ooh.
I know. But I'm taking this opportunity.
I'm nervous.
No, don't be. It's only a little thing. But I go out at night a fair bit to run courses and that kind of stuff. And whenever I come home, every single time, he says, "So you decided to come home, did you?" As if I'm hours late and I've been somewhere I shouldn't be, even though I've been like at church doing something for God. He still says the same thing every time. And so they're slightly annoying.
How does that feel?
He's speechless.
Yes.
Do you agree that you do that?
I do. I do that. And just the other night, you came home late and I was just about to say it. And I thought, no, I catch myself this time. So
very
maybe
good.
I'm already thinking ahead of you, making
there
sure
you
that
go.
I don't.
Wow.
But not annoying enough for me to have made a big deal about it.
Whereas for me, for instance, I haven't. There's a habit of yours which was raised very early in our marriage. See, no one told me when you first got married how much hair a woman sheds.
Oh, dear.
Surely you understand that. I've got long hair.
There's just hair everywhere. Bathroom, shower, everything. And it's just everywhere. And I'm the one who does the cleaning of the bathroom and things.
Yes.
Like, I'm the one who cleans up the
credit
hair.
Credit must
and,
be given to that.
Oh, my goodness. The molting that goes on in our household, it is the most frustrating thing about Edwina is her molt.
Is that a habit, though? You can't really help
that. Yeah, that's not fair.
I might just shed a bit of hair. There we go.
The habit comes in her inability to clean up the malt and, you know, leaving me to pick up the stuff out of the drain and in the shower and all that sort of stuff.
But if you clean the bathrooms, though, that's your gig, isn't it?
Yes, Troy, isn't that your gig?
Oh, gee, we're taking it aside. I agree, Troy. Pick up your hair, Ed.
Yeah, I have to admit that it is pretty obvious and I should.
Okay, so this is easy. Well, probably maybe it's not easy. It looks easy. This is easy for you guys to sit here and do this now.
Yeah.
Well, what about those listening? Like, you know, they're at work, they're going to come home, face each other tonight, want to address an issue. How do they do it without kind of causing a bit of a hissy?
I think you've got to choose your time.
Absolutely.
And I think you have to ask yourself, is it really that important?
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of other things that I've just let go through the keeper, but the hair thing I've needed to address earlier on.
You've drawn a line in the sand.
Absolutely. The hair thing and picking up the hair thing.
What are some of the things you've let go through to the keeper?
No.
Sorry.
We don't have enough time.
Let's end this now very quickly and carefully. Thank you, Troy and Ed.
You're very welcome.
See you guys.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.